Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
So are younger nurses worse than older nurses?
We got a lot of nurses listening at this time.
A lot of nurses listening. And I never thought about this before. I am a transplant recipient. I'm a patient, chronic illness. So I deal with nurses a lot. And I love them all because to me, the nurses are the ones who are on the trenches. They're the ones that deal with the patients. They're the ones that, you know, see more a lot of times than the doctors do. And so it's not in my experience that I've seen this. But recently, my mother, Millie Pete, was in the hospital in Nashville. And this, about a month ago at this point. And so I was up there visiting with her. And a lot of times when someone's in the hospital, if nobody's ever been to a hospital or been there for a while, there's shift changes. And so you have nurses during the day and you have nurses overnight. And a lot of times when you're the family members in a hospital with your, you know, loved one, there's a lot of downtime. And so when the nurses come in and do their lab work or do whatever, you get in a conversation. And so I was in a conversation with one of these nurses in Nashville. And I don't know how it came up, but somehow we started talking. Maybe it's about the nursing shortage, because there's been nursing shortage for a while. Mm-hmm. And so she was talking about the new nurses that are coming into the hospitals. And she made the comment that she thought that younger nurses were worse than older nurses, because she felt that younger nurses did not care about the patients as much as older nurses did.
See, now, I would almost think, you know, as common sense, it would be the other way around, because nurses that have been around a while have sort of seen it all, and maybe there's a desensitivity there if you're an older nurse, whereas if you're new, everything's new and exciting, everybody needs to be catered to.
You would think that they would be a little more like jaded and callous, like, oh, it didn't hurt that much.
If you're
come
older.
Come on. Yeah, if you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
But from her perspective, she felt that she got into nursing simply for human care, that she's there as an emotional support for her patients as well as physical support. And I think her theory was that so many of these new nurses that are coming in who are, you know, maybe coming in for the nursing shortage or just because they're young, that they're coming in for the paycheck, they're coming in to do their job, they just go do their rounds, and then they end up staying at the nurse's station the majority of the time rather than actually getting up and interacting and having these long conversations with their patients.
Well, my best friend, who's like my sister, is a nurse, and her husband is a nurse anesthetist. And their complaint, it's called nurse anesthetist, so it's right below the anesthesiologist.
Oh, okay.
But it's a very specialized form of nursing. But their frustration with the whole industry is all of them are called a nurse, but there's different levels of education all the way through the whole thing. But there's no real delineation whether you have a 2-year degree in your nursing, or whether you have a 4-year degree in your nursing, whether you have a graduate degree, or whether you go on and get multiple graduate degrees. They call everybody a nurse. So that's their frustration with it. So maybe that's ties into it a little bit too, like whether the level of education has anything to do with it.
I wonder if there's an element like it's a recession now also, so people are out of work, and the nursing industry has always needed people to fill those positions.
Right.
So
anybody can
like,
be
you
a
know
nurse.
What? I'll
you
go
can
for
be
it.
A nurse. You can be a nurse.
I wouldn't have thought about it years ago, but now I will, even though their heart's really not into it.
You got some construction worker putting a thermometer in your butt?
You can save that for Jeff.
Again.
Hey, Kim,
and you're not even drunk.
What's going on, Kim?
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let me say, I love the Burt Show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Second of all, I am a nursing student currently, mm-hmm. and I have about 6 months left, and I've been in just about every hospital in the metropolitan area,
mm-hmm.
and I totally disagree. You know, it's funny because when you walk into a hospital as a nursing student doing your clinicals, you're kind of sizing up that particular hospital to see, you know, is this someplace I could see myself working?
Mm-hmm.
And the older nurses, I mean, you know, and I've been on psych wards, pediatrics, labor and delivery. The older nurses
mm-hmm.
are kind of mean. Like, they don't, they for some reason, they just seem to lack that bedside manner. You know, and the whole reason, I mean, I'm a late, you know, I'm 39, going back to school with two kids. You know, and I did this because I wanted to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I don't know what I want to do. I'm the only one that doesn't know. I just know that I want to do indigent care and work, you know, with impoverished people. So 9 times out of 10, that means gravy. And the older nurses are just atrocious. I mean, they're great clinicians, I will say that, because they have the life experience and they know a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud them for that. But when it comes down to just being able to relate to patients, relate to the families of patients, I tend to disagree with her. Not all of them. I mean, I don't want to generalize by any means and say that all of the older nurses are like that. But 9 times out of 10, the nurses that I've run into where I'm like, good gracious, if I ever end up like that, somebody please, you know, tell me.
I'd rather have a nurse that doesn't have a great bedside manner that saves my life.
She can be grumpy as long as she knows.
She can be as mean as you want to me. As long as you save my life, do whatever you want.
I will take the biggest a-hole nurse who can find my vein on the first try.
Oh,
absolutely,
God.
Man. Yes. Don't use me for target practice.
Right.
Hey, Kathy, good morning. You're
How's
on the Burt Show.
How's your family? Poke, 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 poke.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Hi, thank you.
My mother has been a maternity nurse for almost 40 years,
mm-hmm.
and I have heard her say more than one time about these younger nurses that are coming in,
mm-hmm.
and it's not that they don't care about the patients or care about why they're there. She said that they're just not very realistic about an amount of work that's required. She says that she has younger nurses always saying, hey, room 14 needs a soda. Can you go give them a soda? Room 14 just wet their bed. Can you go change their sheets? They don't want to do that kind of thing. And my mother is very frustrated with the younger nurses in that sense of the whole realm of things.
I wonder if we picked any profession, if this would be the argument. Like, if you got a whole bunch of flight attendants on right now, I wonder if there'd still be that gender sort of bridge between both.
Because the argument, even with the nurses, when it comes to the patients, the fact that the nurses were complaining about the younger patients as opposed to the older patients, because my mother is 80, and she's up out of the bed the first day, up and down the hall, like she wants out of that hospital. She mm-hmm. she wants to get mm-hmm. out. And the nurses are even like, you know, they have all their 60-plus patients usually end up getting out of the hospital within a couple days, but their 30 and 40 and 50 year old patients are, they say, whining, and they don't want to work as hard, and they don't want to do what the nurses tell them to do, and they end up being in there like 3 or 4 extra days.
Mm-hmm. I think it just has to do with the individual. I have a friend who's 27 years old and has been in nursing for a couple of years now, and she's a younger nurse, and she has to do all that work. She takes the responsibility and goes changes and does the crap work that nobody else wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to do with individuals.
I would last 2 seconds in a hospital. When I talk
yes.
to my sister-in-law
gross.
And she tells me some of the things she has to do to people.
No way.
I'd literally last 36 hours.
Yeah. See,
as soon as they pointed to somebody else's butt, that'd be it.
God bless them, because there's no way I could do it either.
That goes where what Wendy's saying, and I think what Burt, you were saying, is like, if you're going into nursing for the right reasons
mm-hmm.
and care, all of that has to do with the care, because you disregard all that because what you're doing is making the patient feel better.
Right.
But if you're going into it just focused on the fluid or focused on, you know, whatever's going on and not thinking about that person as an individual who needs to be healed, then you don't need to be into nursing. You know what I mean?
I'm way too selfish to be a doctor or a nurse.
Yeah. It's tough.
I'm way too selfish.
I can't handle it.
I'm too squeamish.
Germaphobe. Yeah, man. That is a tough gig all the way around.
Yeah. Another nurse would have to clean up my vomit as I'm trying to nurse somebody
yes.
else.
Yes. I mean, Jeff just said the word ooze, and it just about made me barf.
That is a sexy word right there.
Hey.
The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save